14th parak of Kelim, 7th Mishnah. Kli matres metam metam shvurim. Dear Rabbi Lezer. We learned before that a kli matres, even if it breaks, you make it a kli again, it is makabel tum again. So the question is, what happens if it became tummy or it was put into the mikveh when it was broken? So Rabbi Lezer says that kli matres, any state it's in, it could become tummy. And it's going to be nafkamina when it gets put back together again, or it can become tar, and it will help even when it gets put back together again. Rabbi Yeshua, ein metam el shleimim. When you take it to the mikveh, you have to do it when it's shalem ketzah. Well, here he's talking about the mikveh. He's talking about the hazor of the paraduma water. He's a leimim ishberu boy bayoyim. He was mazah them. Now the process, the hazor process, is a 7-day process. It broke the same day. Itichon chaza. He melted them down and he made a new kli and he was mazah the same day. That helps the fact that it broke. So he says a chiddush that you don't need the 7-day process since it broke in the middle. No, Hazal didn't want people to forget about hazor. In the mail, even though when you broke it, it was bimkoim hazor, but midrabbana they required you to do the regular shlishi and shvi. Because the question is, what was the extent of the takona? Was it that you had to make two hazors, or does it always have to be shlishi and shvi?